For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. Significant hurdles remain ahead, but officials have made progress this past week on finding some solution for removing hazardous trees on private lots. Money for the first step in building a sewer system on the ridge, preparing and planning environmental documents, is being assembled. And after a very long wait, the FEMA group housing site just south of Chico is preparing to open fully. It's time once again for our weekly check-in with representatives from some of the lead agencies attempting to help campfire survivors get back on their feet. We speak with Mike Peacock, a public information officer from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Justin Jacobs of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, and Casey Hatcher, spokeswoman for Butte County. But we'll start off with Colette Curtis, spokeswoman from the town of Paradise.
The town continues to focus on rebuilding and supporting our residents, both our residents that are in standing homes and are back living on the ridge and those who are rebuilding. So far, we have received 239 permit applications for rebuilding, and we have issued 157 of those. We continue to be having about a three-week time frame turnaround for building permits from the time that they are received to the time that they are issued. I do want to talk a little bit about the sewer. During our long-term recovery planning process, our visioning process with the community, the sewer was identified as a top priority. And so those next steps are the environmental document and then design and engineering. So I also just wanted to touch a little bit on trees. We recognize that the standing burnt trees are an enormous hurdle. What I can say is that the town of Paradise has hired an arborist. We have gone out and identified about 4,000 trees that are in the public right-of-way that need to be removed. Our next step in that process is to then remove them, and we expect to do that over the next 4 to 8 months. Then there's, of course, the trees that are on private property, and we are working closely with Cal OES and FEMA on a program that would help with the cost to remove those trees. What that program will look like, the details of that, we're still working on, and we're kind of waiting to hear back from Cal OES and FEMA on what that would look like.
Let's bring in Casey Hatcher, spokeswoman from Butte County.
The county is really seeing a similar type of issue in the unincorporated area and hearing the same concern from residents. And we are also working with the state and FEMA and in concert with the town to request a program that would address trees that are rooted in the private property but may cause a potential to fall in the public right-of-way or onto living spaces and where people might be concerned about rebuilding because of the threat of a tree falling. I think it's important to remember that there's likely not going to be one program that addresses all of the standing burnt trees in the area. We also put some information out in our July 29th recovery update that's posted on the ButteCountyRecovers.org website about a USDA program that is a grant up to $10,000 for homeowners over the age of 62 or a loan up to $40,000 for others. And certainly there are some qualifications and eligibility factors to that. And we understand that that program can be used to remove trees as a part of site prep for rebuilding. And it's those types of programs that are going to have to come together to address the trees. Ultimately, private property owners are going to have to work on removing the trees. And so looking at programs such as the USDA, or if they have insurance coverage, or through the Fire Safe Councils programs or things like that. And we'll do the best that we can to help residents understand what programs are available and get them connected to those programs.
Next up, Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, or Cal OES.
Just to reinforce the commitment here from the state level that daily, weekly, those collaborative discussions are being had and taking place, because, you know, as Casey mentioned, this is an unprecedented situation and instance where this has happened. So we're really trying to look at the most appropriate, most effective way to deal with this across the board. And there's not one specific answer or solution to everything. That's why it's arguably, you know, taking it a little bit longer, just because we're really trying to collectively put the best foot forward for a good program that addresses the needs of the most amount of people, while at the same time understanding that, you know, we can't do everything, but together we can get a lot done.
I'll also mention that the board took action on Tuesday at its Board of Supervisors meeting to adopt an urgency ordinance allowing processing to occur on sites where log decks are allowed. And we have heard from the industry, we've heard from the Fire Safe Council, we've heard from tree contractors, the ability to have log deck locations up in the burn area and the ability to process those trees or the slash from that tree removal project is really critical to bringing down the cost of removing each tree.
Casey, what do you mean by process? Are they turning them into lumber? Are they turning it into wood chips? What are they doing?
Yeah, they would be able to chip it on site. We have heard mostly contractors are interested in chipping it into trucks and hauling it off to biomass plants, but it does allow for milling as well. It allows for processing into firewood. That's something that's desired. It really provides them flexibility.
Another thing I really wanted to touch on, and both my partners did as well, is our continued efforts with the county and the town, respectively, with the long-term recovery project. The state has stood up a program or a group, basically, that's working specifically with each of these entities as well as other partner agencies at the state, local, federal levels to try and find funding through whether it's state monies, federal monies, NGOs, CBOs, nonprofits, what have you, all coming together to work and move these projects and these big recovery efforts forward. So the way that the state's broken that down is we've kind of coordinated off into six buckets or areas of focus, and those are natural and cultural resources, health and social services, housing, economic infrastructure, and then community planning and capacity building. And as I mentioned, we're working with both the town and the county on many recovery projects across the whole spectrum. Happy to report that more than 9,700 sites or properties have been cleared of structural debris to date, and that equates to more than 3 million tons being removed. We've returned nearly 5,000 of those properties to the county, looking to hopefully have structural debris wrapped up here in the next 6 weeks or so, and then we'll continue to move forward with any debris removal or whatever steps are left as necessary. Obviously, once structural debris is removed, soil sampling has to be placed on a parcel, potentially erosion control measures, depending on what's decided, and then, again, turning those back to the county after final inspection. So that's the update from the state.
And now let's hear from Michael Peacock with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA.
Close to 100 families have now moved into the Gridley temporary housing community, with additions being made daily. A total of 479 households are now licensed in to FEMA temporary housing. 189 households continue to be located in commercial parks outside of Butte County. 106 households are located in commercial parks within Butte County, and 184 households are now housed at FEMA temporary housing group sites. The latest on the Hagen Aztec location in Chico is that construction is scheduled to be completed within the next week, with final inspections soon to follow. There are currently 87 households still waiting for housing. That number is down from 123 last week.
That was Mike Peacock with FEMA, Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, Casey Hatcher with Butte County, and Colette Curtis of the Town of Paradise. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.